The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two of Fantasy Sports today is here. It is Halloween night. NFL is back. We've got plenty to get to. Let's get started. Fantasy Sports Today starts now.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Is caught by Owens. Owens made the catch.
Pass is caught. Diggs! Sideline! Touchdown! Unbelievable! Toss to White. He's in! Patriots win the Super Bowl!
And welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia here with you on a Thursday, a Halloween night, which means I'll be missing some of college and pro football tonight out with the kids doing some trick-or-treating. You can follow us on Twitter at FNTSY Radio, at Joe Pisapia 17, at Craig Mish. Make sure that you download our show and subscribe, if you wouldn't mind. And tell us what you think of the show. Let us know on social media or in any of the comments. Send us an email. Let us know. Love to hear your thoughts on how we cover sports. No question about it. Okay, so Halloween night is tonight, and that'll be a fun scene for the game in Appalachian State, the game in Texas and Baylor tonight, and then, of course, the 49ers take on the Arizona Cardinals. But we're doing a little spooky segment here, Joe, a little theme spooky segment.
Ooh.
And in honor of that, you'd like to kind of dive into some injuries that you've seen that were scary.
I got to correlate it somehow. It's Halloween. We have to do a Halloween gimmick segment. So why not do some of the most gruesome injuries we've ever seen in sports, right? I mean, that sounds like fun. By the way, did you ever find out what your daughter is for Halloween or no?
Yes, she is.
Boy, you're stalling.
Well, no. I know what it is. It's the movie, the Parent Trap twins. Her and a friend of hers are going.
Okay, well that's fun.
They're campers. Hold on, is it paper here? No, it's not. Camp, they made these t-shirts where they have the camp whatever on that. Yeah,
I see. So they've switched. So that's what it is.
Yes, that's what they are. So I did find that out. That's my wife was working on this well into the night last night.
How the French fry thing goes.
That's not put together yet. No, we're still waiting on that. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Still sitting on the floor in the living room. My wife is waiting for me and I'm waiting for her.
Wow, that's great. You got to love those moments in marriage.
We're in a Jewish standoff, not a Mexican standoff. What we're in right now. Two Jews fighting over.
I'm going to walk away from that 100%.
I'll take a picture and I'll send that to you.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, please do. All right. So these were some that just popped off in the top of my head. I'm sure you've got some too. Major League Baseball, Jason Kendall. I'll never forget him running to first and then hitting the first base bag and leaving his ankle there. That was one of the grossest things. And I remember watching that game when it happened. And it was just, I was just completely just grossed out. And they kept showing it over and over. That was back in the day when they showed you the injury 5,000 times.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
You remember that one? And then Moises Alou's ankle too, which dislocated.
I don't remember for some reason.
Oh, at second base, playing for the Expos. And it was going in the other direction. This is another one too. When you see these things happen, sometimes they stick in your mind. You will never forget it. These were awful. I remember there was that run of pitchers there.
I remember. Yeah.
Dave Dravecki when he broke his arm, and then the second time when he came back and did it. And then you had Tom Browning, the same thing. And Dravecki ended up losing his arm, remember, because it had cancer in it. And then Tony Saunders, remember, he had that same thing where he broke the arm pitching, came back, was the comeback story, and then did it again.
Yeah.
And that was down in Florida. That was down for the Rays, right?
Yeah. Saunders was actually a Marlin for a short period of time. But yeah, it was with the Rays that ended up happening. In baseball, the worst that I had ever seen. And I remember because I was in Sarasota at the time that it happened. If you go back, maybe you don't remember it, but it was a spring training injury, but it was Robin Ventura sliding into home plate. And that was the one that was the one baseball injury that I remember more than ever, because it was, you know, it was a sleepy spring training game with not a great medical situation going on. And they were like, he was sitting at home plate and the ankle was all jacked up. Nobody knew what to do. So that definitely was it. That was the baseball one that I remember. But yeah,
You were at that game, you said.
No, I was working at a TV station that night, and I remember the whole thing playing out and having different like angles of video on it going, oh my gosh, like, yeah, I was at the game
when Nick Johnson got knocked out. Do you remember when Nick Johnson, it was actually at Shea Stadium before Shea Stadium was gone.
When he was
Nick Johnson was going out.
Nationals?
Yeah.
Expos?
Yeah. He was on the Nationals. Yeah. He was on the Nationals. He was running out to right field from first base to try to catch a ball. And the guy from, I think it was a second baseman or the outfielder, hit him with his knee and just knocked him out cold. And I remember he was out for the longest time, and they were like, the ballpark was just hushed, and it was kind of crazy. Yeah. It was one of those very strange plays. When you're at a game like that and you see a guy who's just laid out and not moving, it's a very, very strange, eerie thing. Luckily, he was okay enough afterwards, but there was a guy too, ton of injuries, what is it about first baseman coming up in the Yankees organization, like him and Bird and all these guys? It's like they're cursed lately since Don Mattingly.
What's going on? Could be the case.
Kind of crazy. All right, then boxing. You know, boxing's a lot of injuries because people get knocked out.
And
all
these things, but
the Tyson ear biting thing always weirded me out. Like, what are you doing? Like, that was just the weirdest thing.
I remember watching that live too. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. My grandpa was a boxer, so we used to watch a ton of boxing. And I mean, every big fight. We're talking like middleweights. We're talking heavyweights. And I remember watching that just at the time. Do you remember how incredulous the announcer were? Nobody could kind of wrap their mind around what was going on.
Yeah, I remember. They didn't believe it was happening. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the weirdest part, too, is they wear mouthpieces. So, like, at some point, Tyson's mouthpiece had to come out for him to do that, right?
Yeah. What's really more amazing is that with all that craziness, how sane Mike Tyson is now. Like, he's turned his entire life around and doing the Broadway show and everything.
I mean, saw that, by the way.
He's probably still wacky, but either way, like, he's really...
Did you ever see that show, by the way?
No, I didn't, no.
They had it on Showtime or something like that.
I do recall. Yeah, no, I didn't
see it. It was excellent, and he was excellent in it.
Yeah.
It was entertaining. It was well done. He was outstanding, and that is not an easy thing to do. I mean, him going out there, especially remembering the things he's got to remember, considering how many times he's been punched in the head.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
On the NFL side, obviously, the thigh's been broken leg.
That's horrendous. The one.
Whenever Lawrence Taylor's freaking out about an injury that he made, you know it's a bad situation. I remember Daryl Stingley, Dennis Byrd, and Johnny Knox, those guys who got knocked out and had, you know, terrible injuries where mm-hmm. they were not able to walk. The Johnny Knox one I had forgotten about, and I was researching. I was like, oh, remember him? He was the wide receiver for the Bears.
And did he play on the Tennessee football?
I want to say you're right. Yes, I believe so. You had Ronnie Lott taking his own pinky off so he could keep playing because of the frostbite in the pinky, and he's like, nah, screw it, just take the finger, I don't need it anymore. And in retrospect, he actually has said that it was a really stupid thing. Like,
yes,
he's like,
he did.
Yeah. It's not a man thing. He's like, I was an idiot, basically. And then this one I had never heard of. But again, in the gruesome research I did for this program, the blood, sweat, and tears I try to put in here every day, or at least 4 days a week. Rashad Johnson, severed finger in his glove trying to make a tackle. Have you ever heard of this one?
No.
This happened a few years ago, not that long ago. He played for the Cardinals, Arizona Cardinals, and he went to go make a tackle. And I guess, you know, maybe it was a face mask or something got caught and the finger pulled and severed. And he took his glove off and the finger was still in the glove. Yeah. Wow.
That's terrible.
Gross. Yeah, the worst
that I had seen, but it wasn't an injury during a football game, was when Jason Pierre-Paul blew his hand off on the July 4th, and that video came out and the pictures of what his hand looked like. That was the scariest thing that I've ever seen.
I was on air live at where we used to work doing the show when that happened, when that news broke, and I was like, I had to be so careful. I was like,
that was
really
the worst looking thing that I had ever seen.
It was the worst looking thing, and on top of that, I was trying to say, is this a prank? Like, this can't be real, right? Because like, you don't want to say something like that on the radio, on national radio, and then get, you know, hammered for it. Like, how could you report that? But you kind of felt like you had to, and sure enough, it was real. And he's back, by the way. Look at him, back again from another injury.
I mean, he's not the same, but of course, yeah. I mean, it's good to see him back playing, because that was just, oh my gosh. Like, I remember, and then there was all kinds of controversy that they were releasing pictures and information, and did they break some HIPAA laws about medical information going out? And Andy Slater, who I'm friends with here in South Florida, who does a radio show, was able to acquire all that. And me seeing some of that stuff was just, it blew me away. So yeah, that's definitely up there as far as things that I've seen. And you may be asking, why are we talking about this if you just joined us live and you're listening to the show? Well, it's because it's Halloween, and so we're diving into discussing.
Happy Halloween, gruesome injuries.
There you have it. Coming up next, we will be right back and dive back into a little bit more baseball. The 2020 power rankings, we'll hit that next and talk about some more World Series stuff. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish and Joe Pizzapia with you here on the show. We're here till 2 o'clock, and then full-time fantasy takes over, so you want to stay tuned for that. And we'll be back in just a couple of minutes here on FNTSY and Sports Grid. Don't go away.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? Sports Grid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, Sports Grid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering 5 of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Well, I like
Fantasy Sports Today.
And I like football. And I'm going to keep doing them both because they make me feel good.
The baseball season may be over, but Joe Pizzapia and Craig Mish still spending some time hitting on the potential 2020 World Series winners. And it seems too often that the World Series winner is never the favorite. I'm sorry, the World Series runner-up is never the favorite to win the following year. And in this case, it is. The Houston Astros are favored to win the World Series next year, Joe. And by the way, the Washington Nationals aren't even in the top three. I guess we'll have to wait and see how things play out in terms of free agency, and that's going to be a big part of it. But as far as going into next year is concerned, I think the big disappointment was L.A. not getting as far as some people thought that they would. But, you know, they'll be right back at it next year. But for Houston, for me, Joe, they won 107 games last year. For them to win another 100, they're going to have to replace Gerrit Cole. I mean, it's great to have Greinke and Verlander, no doubt, but they're going to have some semblance of a starting pitching staff after that. Charlie Morton, no longer there. Colin McHugh didn't work out. Dallas Keuchel left the team last year. That could be a very significant loss, and I don't think he'll be back.
No, hey, look, they do have some guys in the pipeline there in Houston that they are very high on. So we'll see if some of those guys can step up. But that's asking a lot of the Josh Jameses of the world and those dudes to kind of take a step forward there. And when you also think about, you know, the Nationals, you mentioned not kind of being in that conversation, there's a lot to unpack there. You can say in a lot of ways that Harper moving on, you know, that allowed them to sign Corbin, and that was a big deal, and that really helped them win this World Series. But also the Nationals have a guy in Max Scherzer who's got 1,500 innings over his last seven seasons, and he's going to be 35, and he did not look good in this World Series. He did not look Scherzer-like. Let's put it that way. He battled last night. I give him a ton of credit, but even watching pitch, he's given up a lot of balls high in the zone, a lot of location issues, not very Scherzer-esque. You could see him, you know, kind of being frustrated with himself and being able to do what he's normally able to do. Ryan Zimmerman has an $18 million club option and a $2 million buyout. In your opinion, will they pick that up? Or is that money you put, you know, you say goodbye, Ryan Zimmerman, it's been fun. You've been a great national.
Yeah, I do.
Right, because don't you need that money to make a run at Rendon or Strasburg here?
Probably so. You never know, though, now that Washington is in this situation, the ownership is could step in these spots. If they hadn't won the World Series, it would be a foregone conclusion. But since Ryan Zimmerman is Mr. National, I don't know how they'll handle that. And sometimes that element changes when you're coming off a World Series. They like to bring back some of the guys to defend that. So I don't know if it's a matter of using that money to get those other guys, but they will create an interesting situation for with him for sure.
Well, I mean, maybe it's a situation where they decline the club option and then they say, hey, look, here's a 2-year deal, or, you know, you come back, you get your ring on opening day. You know what I mean? Like that whole thing. And if I'm him, and you played your whole career there, you won the World Series. Ryan Zimmerman's had so many injuries. He's had so much time missed. I mean, don't you? I know you want the money, and I get that, but I don't know. It's a little frustrating spot there. I mean, do you want to uproot your family? Do you want to uproot your whole life? You've been there all this time. It's kind of wacky. I know ESPN, they have their rankings right now for 2020, and they have the Dodgers up at 1. They have the Astros at 2, the Yankees at 3, and then the Atlanta Braves at 4. I can't argue with that top 4, can you?
I think Atlanta's got to be considered.
I mean, those are the 4 teams, right?
I got to see what Atlanta does. I'm very curious about them. I think that they, to me, fell a little short of expectations, and they're 10-1 to win the World Series next year. That may be the team that I dive in on. You know, look, you cannot have Ronald Acuna, Ozzie Albies, Freddie Freeman, if they bring back Donaldson. I mean, that's a big if too, but they're just loaded with offensive talent and loaded with pitching talent in the minors. And some people felt like they came along strong last year a little bit too early, but then this year they fell a little bit short. I could see them being a major force next year. I would keep an eye on the Braves.
That's the only way I think the Astros can really, you know, do what they did and be as dominant this year and this coming year, I should say, as they were last year, is they need at least 2 of the 3 of these guys between your Urquidy, or 2 of the 4 probably. Lance McCullers is coming back from Tommy John, which you never know how that's going to be. Jose Urquidy, Josh James, Forrest Whitley. You need, I think, 2 of those 4 guys to hit and be good. And if that is the case, then I think the rotation with the top will be okay. But would you agree with that sentiment, or am I being...
Or maybe like they'll find a veteran. That's certainly possible. There's a lot of guys that are out there that are filler types, like four.
Well, Wheeler's an intriguing one, too, because Wheeler's a guy, maybe you get a hold of him and do what you did to Gerrit Cole, you know?
It's not impossible, yeah, and would come at a much cheaper cost. And for Josh James, I think that we may have established at this point that he's a bullpen guy, unfortunately for him. I don't know that he's more than a 5-inning guy ever. So I think
be a bad thing for them as a team.
And Whitley, I like a lot, but Whitley, who finally came on at the end of the season, if you want to talk about Halloween and talk about scary, take a look at what Whitley did in April and May. His ERA was like 15. So I still think he needs more time, unfortunately, in the minors. And the 2 kids who they drafted 2 years ago in J.B. Bukauskas from North Carolina and Corbin Martin from Texas, they traded both of those kids.
Yep.
In the Greinke trade. So yes, they're kind of light in pitching. It may have to be a veteran of some kind. But look, they went into the season assuming that Colin McHugh would go back to the transition, because Colin McHugh was arguably a top five Major League Baseball reliever in 2018. His stats were incredible.
They were unbelievable.
And he looked good in the spring, too. And it just did not translate to the mound. And Collins a free agent too. So
I took a lot of shots on him because I didn't care.
Too. I had him in.
I was like, because you and I, you know, I'm not a big Roto fan. I know you play more Roto than I do. I'm more of a head to head points guy. But I looked at it, I was like, hey, you know, I don't care if he starts. I don't care what he does. Just give me the quality of innings that he was giving you in 2018 and 2019. I'm happy, but it did not happen. The Rays are fifth in this list, and the Red Sox are sixth. Do you take any umbrage with either of those two rankings here, considering the Sale injury, considering the questionable JD Martinez, Mookie Betts situation, or the Rays just being able to be as good as they were last year, this year?
I wish I could bet the Red Sox under their win total right now. I really do. I think that hiring Chaim Bloom to be the general manager tells more of the story. I think that what Boston would like to do is create an environment like Tampa Bay and do things a little cheaper, but try to do them in the same way and not go over the tax. I don't know. Something smells a little fishy with what Boston's trying to do here. You can't rebuild as a Red Sox. You can't do that. It's not allowed. You can't rebuild in the Giants. You can't rebuild in the Cardinals. There's some franchise you can't do it.
But you did it with the Yankees. I mean, Cashman basically did it.
But they still won 80 games. Like, they still won.
Right.
You know, this is not a 60-win team.
No, I agree with that.
Right. You can't do it. You have to be competitive. But
you know what? The Red Sox have won so many championships in the last 20 years. I mean,
you can't do it to the fans there. It's not acceptable. You cannot tank in that market. It's not acceptable. So my guess is, if I had to predict, right now, their season win total, we won't know because they could make a lot of deals at the winter meetings. It could change. But my guess is if they won 84 games last year, that's about where their win total is going to be going into next year. And I would bet under that. I think they win somewhere in the 70s and have a disappointing season. And I think it's acceptable for them, but not a complete teardown.
Considering if you're looking at trying, you know, now you've raised the bar where you're measured in championships. And when you're measured in championships, it's a very different bar. And I think as a fan base, too, you have to kind of understand that you've won a lot, that sometimes you have to retool and you know, do some things over. The Oakland A's are ranked seventh here on this early power rankings. They had 97 wins last year.
Yeah, feels right.
And look, if Sean Manaea comes back and has a full season, if Frankie Montas comes back from the suspension, if Lizardo and Puck
become the pitcher. Good hitting. They could sign guys. Kids in the minors, too, coming.
This is a very volatile one, though, because of the young pitcher.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it could go the other way.
You know, that could easily bottom out. Like, I feel like the A's are one of the teams that they're going to be in the playoffs or they're going to be in last place. Like, I don't feel like there's an in-between.
It's kind of every year for them.
It's the fun of being an A's fan, I guess. The Nationals are ranked eighth. We already kind of touched on them.
Yeah, fine.
The stupid Mets, my stupid, stupid managerless Mets. No head coach, no manager, whatever it is. They have 22-1 odds right now. They're ninth in this power ranking. Do you buy this at all or what?
It could be right.
They blew so many games in the bullpen.
I feel like they'll be better next year. I do. And by the way, they certainly could already have their manager. You're not allowed to name the manager during the World Series. You have to do it either on the off day or now. Like, they could do it today if they had it, but you can't do it on a day.
Unless it's Tim Bogard, in which case they're not going to do it today.
That's right. Tim Bogard's name's been thrown out there. Yeah, I don't have a read on the Mets situation. I have a read on some of the other ones, but
who else doesn't have a read on the situation? The Mets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
All right. Number 10, the St. Louis Cardinals. They are 20-1. You were hot on them this past season. So are you hot on them again this year? Maybe full season with Goldschmidt, who's not pressing it all.
I don't have to make the choice on them until I see what they do in the offseason. That's always the way I feel about them.
20-1. Then you got Minnesota.
Cardinals are unable to ever sign a high price free agent. They have to trade for the guy and then sign him. And so that's always the difficulty with them.
Yeah. Without looking, who's the worst team in baseball? Go.
At the bottom of the list, I'm not on the page. So at the bottom of the list, I would say it would be Baltimore or Detroit. Maybe Detroit.
Let's see. It is Detroit.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Baltimore's kind of already in year three of this tanking stuff. But Detroit's in year two. So yeah, that makes sense. Without looking, I would say the bottom is Detroit, followed by Baltimore.
Well, technically they're tied because they're both 1,000-1 odds. So
right. And then I would say after that would be Kansas City. Is that right?
Baltimore, Detroit, 28th. So they're ranking them as 29-30 as a tie. So 28 is the Pittsburgh Pirates at 150-1. And then the Marlins also 27.
Yeah, my Marlins, unfortunately.
And the Kansas City Royals 1,000-1, 26. And the San Francisco Giants. So, you know, and the Seattle Mariners, the only team now in Major League Baseball to never appear in a World Series. There you go.
tough call for them. All right, so that's a take a quick look at the 2020 World Series teams and who could potentially be back there next year. No doubt about that. Coming up next, it's time for a little Trust or Bust. You're listening to Fantasy Sports Today. Craig and Joe, don't go away.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, Rise and Grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
So, Donald, I may have indulged a bit too much in the month of December. My energy's been lagging. My belt is definitely on its last notch from all of the eating.
Well, the holidays can do that to you, buddy. It makes you reach for quick fixes that have rough and lasting effects on your gut. Good thing we have GT Synergy Raw Kombucha to get your gut back on track.
That's right. It's those billions of probiotics that whip the gut back into balance. And those are naturally occurring probiotics, not the added fake kind.
Yeah. Well, GTs are naturally occurring because it's raw and fully fermented for 30 days.
No kidding. Just talking about it makes me want to grab a trilogy flavor right now.
When you drink a kombucha, it means you love your guts. Because a healthy gut can help with less bloating, digestion support, boosted immunity, better mood, improved skin, and just your overall health. I've been drinking GT's Gingerberry since the new year to introduce more good bacteria to my system. GT himself told me that kombucha is its most potent and beneficial on an empty stomach.
Man, do I love GTs. I usually drink it in the afternoon to give me a little pick-me-up and treat myself.
Drink GT Synergy to show your gut that you love them. Better health is as simple as making a few small changes, and incorporating GTs is an easy one.
You can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
Do you trust me?
Trust?
Do you trust me?
Or bust?
You are so busted.
Do you want to risk-free wagers up to $1,000? Go to pointsbet.com/grid and open up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter promo code GRID. And you'll get 2 risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers are rewarded by how much they win their bet. For example, if you are playing tonight's NFL game and you bet the 49ers minus 10 and they beat the Cardinals by 12, you will receive 12 times your stake. That's pointsbet.com/grid. You can enter promo code GRID and get your 2 risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today. You must be in New Jersey to play on PointsBet. And eligibility restrictions also apply. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay, our time for a little trust or bust here as we get ready to close out this Thursday and begin the football week again. And starting next week, by the way, college football comes back on Wednesdays with the World Series being over. So we'll have some fun on Wednesdays with college football discussion in the MAC conference. By playing a little trust or bust, and we will have a full preview of this game, by the way, coming up in about 15 minutes where we go through some of the Thursday night player props. So stay tuned for that, courtesy of FanDuel. Let's start off with one from tonight. Trust or bust, Christian Kirk of the Arizona Cardinals, Joe, taking on the San Francisco 49ers. It has been almost impossible to have any fantasy value from any player on your fantasy team when you're taking on the 49ers. But you got to make this decision tonight before the game. Are you starting Kirk in a fantasy league? Do you trust him this week against the Niners tonight?
No! Of course I don't trust him. Was everyone not listening yesterday when I said that the 49ers have given up 11 fantasy points to quarterbacks since the bye week? 11! Not average, total! I mean, and now you got a rookie quarterback? I don't care what this game is. And look, anything can happen Thursday. We know. That's a given. We all understand that. But I've seen enough of this 49er defense, and I've seen enough of Kyler Murray so far to know what's going to happen in this one. I like Christian Kirk, though. I do not like him today. I do not like him, Sam. I am. I do not like him with a can. I do not like him in this game. I do not like him. It's a shame. I will tell you this. Also, when you look at Christian Kirk overall in the year, I think this is a great opportunity to buy low on him. And I'll tell you why. Because you look at the game log and you look at the target volume he's getting. The last game, 11 targets. He caught 8 of them. Then he obviously missed some time with injury, but going back to September, end of September, 10 catches on 12, 6 on 8, 4 of 12. So he's getting a massive amount of targets there. And I think that's something to keep in mind as the schedule moves on here. This is a terrible game. A lot of people will sour on him because of the injury. They'll sour on him because of the matchup. But if you have the bench space and you can offer somebody a better play this week and say, hey, this guy is much better than Kirk this week. Take him. I don't need him. Take Kirk, because Kirk long-term might be a better asset going forward than even, dare I say, Cortland Sutton, who I think is going to have a hard time with the changeover quarterback in Denver for the rest of the season. So you might be able to steal Kirk away from a team, but not tonight. Don't want to be playing him tonight.
Yeah, very, very tough matchup. And for anybody who watched that game against the Panthers last week or the Redskins the week before, these guys just get in the quarterback's face early and often. Boza should have a nice game tonight. Always seems to. Okay, second up here on Trust or Bust, we are going to go to Buffalo, where it would appear that the Bills have a juicy matchup this week against the Washington Redskins. And we're going to ask you, Joe, about Frank Gore on the ground this week. He had a nice little 2 or 3 week run a few weeks ago, but it started to slow down here a little bit. I wonder if he bounces back this week against Washington. Frank Gore, Trust or Bust this week.
Well, if you're going to bounce back, it's going to be against Washington. So I think we all agree on that. And there's definitely opportunity for that. So I trust him, but with a lowercase t. I trust him because of the volume. And I trust him because so far, if you look at it, it's been very consistent. Now, the thing you don't like is a 3 week trend of the carries going from 17 to 14, from 14 to 11, from 11 to 9. Now, that's not necessarily indicative of Devin Singletary eating into his carries either. Not necessarily, because Singletary just came back. So you can't even look to that. I think last week you throw out what you saw against that Eagles front. I know we talked about them. Yeah, they're ranked 7th, but they're top 3 in my mind in terms of the way they play. So we'll see at the end of the year where they end up grading out. But for me, I trust him. You put him in there against Washington because you know there's touchdown upside there. You know that Washington is not a very good football team. And especially with Haskins, there's a good chance that they're going to have the ball a lot. There's a good chance they're going to have a lead. And if so, you could even probably trust Singletary a little in this game too, because I think there's going to be enough running for everybody in this one, especially when we get to the second half of this football game. So lowercase t trust for Frank Gore.
All right, you went a little too far there with Singletary, but good on Gore.
I figured. Well, now you got to do this to me here next. Really? This is where you're going to do it?
Yeah. Every week with Singletary.
That's fine. No. All right. Oh, the next one. Oh, you got back-to-back me here.
Here we go. David Montgomery. Best game of the season last week. It only took 2 months. That's no time in fantasy football. 2 months to just finally get 15 points from a guy.
I pick up your sarcasm.
This week at the Eagles. Is it going to be back-to-back successful weeks for one of the bigger busts in fantasy this year? David Montgomery at Philly. Trust or bust?
The joy and smirk in your voice as you lay this out to me is palpable. I could just tell you that much. I have
David Montgomery, and I'm playing David Montgomery.
Well, I'm saying bust.
It's going to be a nightmare.
I'm saying bust, and this is part of the reason why in one or two leagues I dropped him, because I saw what was on the horizon for him. And one of the things on the horizon for him was this Eagles front. And I don't feel good about it. I just don't. So I'm going to say bust. I'm going to stick to it. and you're going to start him this week, and then you're going to be somehow mad at me, even though I called him a bust.
I've been playing the wrong people all year.
Hey, it's a bust because of the matchup more than anything else, and I do not trust anything that Matt Nagy's done this year. It's not been good, and I don't know if there's been a coach that I've gone more south on faster than Matt Nagy. I'm so frustrated with him, and I don't know if it's because of his just the fact that he just feels like he's got to make sure Trubisky figures it out, or if you're getting pressure from the organization, or whatever it is. But man, you got to win football games. Go run the football, play defense, and stop messing around with Trubisky throwing the ball 40, 50 times a game. That's not how you're going to win, and it's not how you're going to keep your job. So I'm frustrated. Bust.
Yeah, it's been that kind of year for him, for sure. Anybody who drafted him, too. All right, Sam Darnold this week will take on the Dolphins. There are some forced issues this week, and Darnold looks like he has a good matchup on paper. We have a number of quarterbacks that are off this week, and we also have, of course, changes at quarterback in some other situations as well. Starting Kyle Allen, people are souring on him. Trubisky, look, there's a number of guys out there who are not startable, but having to make this key decision to put Sam Darnold in after what we've seen this year is tough. Do you trust Sam Darnold this week at the Dolphins?
No. I'm going to say bust here. Sorry. I mean, anybody who could say they trust Sam Darnold after what they saw the last 2 weeks, I don't care how good the matchup is, quote unquote. We got to start evaluating the player and what the player's doing, no matter who it is. And there's ways to look decent against good teams. There's ways to do that. He has not looked decent. He's looked terrible. So I understand that Cowboy game kind of nowhere, and everybody was riding high like, yes, the franchise is back. But my goodness, it has not been good since. I don't think you trust him. I can't get there. I trust Ryan Tannehill more than I do Sam Darnold this week. And I find it shocking that he's ranked on like Fantasy Pros ahead of Phillip Rivers this week. I'm shocked by that.
Yeah, the Dolphins just have no pass rush and no defensive backs.
Who would you start? Sam Darnold or Phillip Rivers this week? Rivers against at home against the at home in quotations against the Aaron Rodgers Green Bay Packers.
Probably Rivers.
I mean, how can you not?
Probably Rivers, but I would. Who are the Bears playing again?
Bears are playing. Why did this go out of my head? Eagles, yeah.
I would start Darnold over Trubisky.
Yeah, that's. I don't know. That Eagles secondary is so bad. Maybe he can even just throw one ball somewhere.
praying for that for a month.
I know, but I hear you, dude. But like at the same time,
I would say Darnold there. But I look, he's a middling 13th, 14th ranked quarterback right now. This week, going into this week. All right, we gotta keep going here. Tyrell Williams has scored every week. Will he do that again this week against the Lions? Trust or bust?
Trust, 100% trust. No Darius Slay either. Come on, trust. Let's do it. I was skeptical about the Tyrell Williams heading into this year as being that guy, because I'd seen so much of him with the Chargers that it was just disappointing, where you see the body, you see the skills, you see everything, and you go, why isn't this guy better in terms of fantasy? Well, you know what? He's better right now, and Carr's doing a good job of getting him the football, and I'm all in here with Tyrell Williams. I think Tyrell Williams is a good, sound wide receiver, low-end wide receiver too this week. I think you could plug him in there and not feel worried at all. I think he's got a decent floor. He's got a decent upside too. So give me all the Tyrell Williams. Let's do it.
And finally, Odell Beckham Jr. at the Broncos. I think that there are a lot of fantasy owners of Beckham that are putting him on the bench now moving forward. I think so. I think after last week, it's really hard to endorse it. We've talked about him at length. So here you go, Joe. Will you play him this week at Denver, a team that just runs the ball 50 times and just hopes to get out of the game with a lot of people buying beer? That's about it.
I understand everyone's frustration. This is the problem. When you draft Odell Beckham, you have to basically run him out there, because if you haven't dealt him by now, then you have to just keep running him out there. These are your guys, for better or worse. And I know it sucks, but look, I think you have to run him out there. And I actually, in a weird way, I do trust him this week. I told you, I think this is the beginning of the Browns turning things around and having a second half similar to what they had last year. They are not a great football team. They weren't a great football team coming into it. They had stars on their team. They had a lot of hype around their team. They had a lot of people buying in and drinking the Kool-Aid because of the strong second half. However, they have Nick Chubb. They have a good matchup here where they're going to have the football a ton. And I think that is a positive, because the one thing you could say for the last couple games they played is time of possession's been tough for them, you know, because the defenses have played them so tough. Yeah, they had some garbage time action against the Pats, but that's the Pats taking their foot off the gas a little bit. I don't think the Broncos are going to be able to keep pace with them. I think they're going to turn the ball over a ton here for them, and I think it's going to be a lot of Browns and a lot of Odell Beckham.
All right, so there you have it. Trust or bust this week. We'll take a quick timeout. We will be back and take a look at all of the games this week in the Thursday night, the players in our Thursday night NFL preview. Don't go away.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Kerry Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
Welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Thursday night football. Maybe it'll be a good game. Listen, we were very, very fortunate. We got two good games, Sunday and Monday. No matter what the spreads say, the games were good. And so I know I've been crapping all over the night games all season long, but we've had back-to-back good ones. The question is, will we get another good one tonight? 49ers, one of the best teams in the NFL, if not the best, minus 10 and now 10.5 at the Cardinals, and the total is 44.5. Joe Pisapia, who couldn't win to save his life in the first 5-6 weeks of the season, is all of a sudden on an absolute tear on Thursday night. I believe it's 3 in a row. And trying for 4 in a row tonight in this one. You could pick a side. You could pick a total, Joe, minus 10.5 or over under on the Cardinals. We both nailed last week's Thursday game. It was pretty easy, simple, and straightforward. I feel like this one is not. This is a strange one here. Thursday night dogs have been phenomenal. Thursday night home teams have been phenomenal. Betting against the 49ers has been an awful proposition. What do you like in this one tonight?
I think that last thing you said is the most important. Betting against the 49ers has been an awful proposition this year. And the Cardinals, I just don't think, are a football team that stacks up in any way, shape, or form. Now, anything can happen. It's Thursday. We know that, but I just can't imagine that Bosa just doesn't run amok in this game. I just can't imagine that Kyler Murray is able to do enough in this game to make this anything less than that 10.5. So give me the 49ers. The points are safe. 49ers win outright. It's an easy one. The 44.5. I honestly kind of run away from that one. I just because then, you know, whenever you get a number like that, I feel like that means everybody's got to kind of contribute a little bit. And I just don't know how much the Cardinals are going to contribute on this one. So how do you feel about that one? You think this is an over on the 44.5?
You know, I almost never take the over, but I think I may in this one. And I'll tell you why. The way that the line looks, I'm usually good at reading the lines. If the line, Joe, was 41 or 40. That may tell me, man, this thing is going under. But because it's a little bit higher, I feel like there's a chance this may go over the total tonight. Like the line looks like it's just, it's screaming at you to go under, right? Like the 49ers don't give up any points.
I know where you're coming from. You're making a good point. It is screaming for the under, and that's my concern, but I see where you're coming from.
That means you go the other side, though. You know, when you scream for one side, they build another hotel in Vegas. Like, that's the deal. So... I'm going to take the over 44.5 tonight in this Thursday game. So we'll grade it out. We'll see how we do. And we'll be back next week, of course, to tell you all about it. All right.
And just out of curiosity, you think the 49ers cover too, correct?
Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah, if I'm going to keep my feet in this fire every week, I don't want to be alone. I want your little tootsies to get burned once in a while, too.
Well, I would say this. I will take the 49ers, but I'll also say that if you're playing online, you got to buy yourself a half a point here. You don't want a 31.
Boy, you're starting to hedge like the Mattress King right now. Feels a little hedgy.
Yeah, Mattress Mack got more exposure for doing this than anybody that I've ever seen, by the way.
I know, he really did. You see all the clips of him at the game last night too?
Yeah. He made money. He made money off this.
He did.
Yeah, but everyone doesn't understand this. And oh my gosh, Mattress Mack, he's going to be broke. I mean, it's like, ugh. Not people just don't understand it. Okay. No, I really don't. It's so sad.
I know.
Okay. Jimmy Garoppolo, his total tonight in yards, 247.5 over or under.
I'm going to go under. I think this is more of them running the football. They just don't have to throw the ball very much. I'm going to go under, not by much, but he's definitely over 200, but 247. I'm going to go under a little bit.
And again, this seems high for him. I don't know why this number is 247. It leads me to believe it could be an over.
Well, I think part of the reason this is high is because they're factoring in the Emmanuel Sanders quote unquote factor, but I think they're over factoring that in. And as I'm saying this, I'm doing air quotes at all of the things I'm saying.
Okay, gotcha. Well, we can't see it, but we could feel it.
That's why I want you. Like, I could feel your sarcasm during the David Montgomery question. Same thing. Yep.
Kyler Murray, 216.5. Is there a prop on does Kyler Murray get hurt or not in this game?
that's not right. That's I'm no serious. Good.
I am very worried. I am very concerned tonight that something that's going to happen.
Well, I'll tell you what. If he comes out of this football game, I think you could pretty much lock up that under, don't you think? That's the thing. If you feel that way, then maybe the under is actually better. If you feel like that's a realistic prospect.
I'll tell you how I think this game will play out before we get into the props.
Right. I'm going to go.
I think the game plays out like the Carolina game. But I think that Arizona will get some nice garbage time tonight. I don't know what Joe was going on with Kyle Allen. I watched that game from start to finish. Not only was Kyle Allen overmatched by San Francisco, there was something in his head, like the whole seeing ghost thing. Like, his passes were so far off. San Francisco would have allowed Kyle Allen to throw for 3 touchdowns. No problem in that game at the end. He couldn't hit anyone, and it had nothing to do with the defense at the end. They were up playing like 50 points. So yeah. I think Murray will eat a little bit at the end of the game.
All right. I'm going to go under on the 216 because of the trend here with the 49ers. I'm going to stick with how good they've been.
Yeah, I think you have to. Garoppolo, 219 completions. I'm sorry, 200.
That's a lot. That's like Trubisky level.
Under.
Under, lock it up. Take my money.
All Mattress Mack. The game tonight.
19.5 completions. I'm going to go. This is tricky. I'm going to go over. No, I'm going to go over because I think they will continue to do those little short passes. I think they will get Garoppolo active. But I just don't think they're going to have any, like, a lot of the big play kind of things, like a ton of those, maybe one at the most. But I will go over on the completions.
Kyler Murray is 20 and a half.
I'm going to go under. It's going to be a rough night for Kyler Murray. That's what I think.
George Kittle's yards. We have very little to work with here with the rushing because on the
over,
side, there's no prop for.
I don't care. It's over with George Kittle. Tight ends against the Arizona Cardinals are so good.
People are wondering why we're not doing the running backs. There are no props on FanDuel for the running backs tonight. Okay, now go ahead. Kittle, 69 and a half.
Over. You got to take this over.
Usually Arizona is that team that gives up a lot of yards to the tight end, right?
The worst. Over. And this is their best weapon. And if you look, it's a 2-1 Kittle versus every other wide receiver. So if that's the case, then, you know, this might be the easiest prop on the board, I think.
Who was the last popular player in sports named Kittle?
Ron Kittle.
That's right. Good job.
White Sox and Yankees, yep. Right? Yep.
That's right. Very well.
DH wore glasses. I remember tall guy.
Had his baseball card too.
Did I just earn some brownie points there with the Craig?
Nothing.
No, nope, that's not possible.
Larry Fitzgerald.
What if 40, I put together the French fry costume? Would that earn me some brownie points?
My wife is like, I just took a break and was like, I'm looking at her, like looking at this. It's ugly. I got to like stay in the office for the next 2 hours. All right. Larry Fitzgerald, 44 and a half.
Under.
Yeah, he's had a rough go of it. How can he go
rough
anywhere?
Couple matchups too. You know, we had Lattimore before that.
He had an unbelievable one. Was it last week? The one that we were the most bullish on came through like right away. Was it Paul Richardson? I feel like we went over. It may have been Paul Richardson on Monday night or something. 2.5. That thing went way over.
Yeah, we were really good in that game.
And it feels like
about the Vikings Redskins game, right?
It feels like this one is the best one under 44.5 on Fitz.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Not been a good trend for him.
Yeah, how is Goodwin even on the board here? 25.5. He's done nothing lately.
I'm going to go under.
Yeah, got to go under on that one, too. Sanders, 47.5 tonight.
I'll go over. I think the new toy gets a little workout today, especially in the slot there. They're not Patrick Peterson's not going to sniff that area. So I think if you are going to go, this guy, I kind of like the completions number two for Garoppolo. I would go there as well. I'll go over on this one.
Debo Samuel, 30.5.
I'm going to go under. I know everybody wants to buy into the unlock. I love Debo. I love the talent. And I still think he can be something, but I just feel like this is another one where he's going to have those moments where he shows up and moments where he doesn't. I think this is one where he doesn't. Just I don't think it's in the game plan tonight.
And Christian Kirk's yards, 50.5.
I'll go over with Kirk. I think Kirk is that, you know, because I just talked about the target volume he's seeing. And Fitzgerald's not getting the targets. He's not getting the casual. He's not getting anything right now. And granted, the matchups have not been great for him recently, but, you know, somebody's got to catch the football, I think. So if it's going to be anybody, it's going to be Kirk. So I think 15.5 is reasonable. You know, because if he has one like 25, 28 yard gain in one play, then this number can pretty much you can lock it up through the rest of the game.
How about Kirk's receptions, 4.5?
I'm going to go over on that number. I'm going to go over. I think so he's that guy.
At like 6 for 60.
Yeah, I think he can do something like, I think that's, you know, and Kirk is also really good right off the line there too, which is like, if you are worried about this pass rush, you've got to get that ball out quick. And I think Kirk kind of is more suited to that kind of situation.
You know who I drafted in my franchise rookie league, contract league?
Who's that?
Andy Isabella. What in the world happened to that guy? He didn't play at all this year.
He's not very good. I thought that was the worst pick of the draft. I'll tell you what. I know you watch more college football than I do, but I get to a point where every March I sit down for like a week and I watch all the footage and all these guys in the game film because that's the beauty of YouTube. And I kept scratching my head going, what the hell are they seeing in this guy? I don't get it. Just did not get it.
I hope next year because I wasted a pick there.
I'll tell you, you know who you want to pick up in your dynasty leagues? And again, I know we tease this. Maybe we'll do it next week. Is Deontay Johnson.
He's owned, man. Every guy.
No,
is owned.
in a trade or something like that. Like that's a sneaky pickup for next year. You get him a real quarterback. That's a guy who can make some plays next year with Roethlisberger. I really like picking him up as a quiet. We should do a whole segment on that. We did like the top rank, the top dynasty assets. How about some under the radar ones? Maybe we'll do that next week.
Kittle, 6.5 receptions.
Over.
Sanders, 4.5 receptions.
That's a tough one. Sanders, 4.5. I'm going to go over.
And then finally, and we didn't have a lot to work with tonight because, again, FanDuel.
Yeah, why nothing for the running backs? Nothing for Coleman?
No. Mm-mm. No, they didn't put out any running back props. Nothing. Maybe because the uncertainty of the guys behind him.
I picked up Mostert. You'd be very proud of me. I picked him up in for nothing. I got him for free.
Yeah, take a shot. All right, longest pass for Jimmy G, 36.5 yards.
I'm going to go under.
All right, so that wraps that up. What's your costume tonight?
I'm going to be Nick Fury because my daughter is Captain Marvel. She asked me to be Nick Fury, so I get to go full Sam Jackson. I wear the eye patch, and I got the black leather coat and the whole deal. So, and I'm going to say, give me some trick or treat, mother effa. I'm going to say that every time I get to a door today. That's what's going to be.
And what about your other daughter?
My other daughter is Hermione Granger from Harry Potter. So we got lots of special powers happening in the house. Last year, they were both like superhero kind of gals. One was Harley Quinn and the other one was Kitana, who's another one of the Supergirl kind of things. My kids my kids are into like the superhero stuff and the weapons and the things like that. I'm very proud of my girls. Tough kids. So,
okay. All right. Well, listen, I hope.
Can I have the over under on who's going to put the French fries together? Do we have is there a wager on that? Because I'd like to take my money.
My wife or we'll be buying a new costume tonight.
My money is on you putting it together.
No chance. Zero. Yeah. I would tell you that this is one that you won't win. I would rather go $50 than not have to put it together.
Why don't you go find somebody? Say, hey, it's Florida. Somebody's out there looking for money.
Doesn't anybody on our block know how to build this thing?
Is it that complicated?
This one is really complicated. Yeah. And we've been like looking for YouTube videos and stuff.
I don't get it. Like now they sell these things where it basically like it inflates or it all like, you know what I mean? Like it's
did a poor job of not explaining that this would require that there was a serious assembly required, but not my fault. I was not in. All right. Coming up next, it's time for a little exit velocity. Joe and Craig wrapping it up on a Thursday afternoon. Full-time fantasy coming your way at 2:00. Don't go away.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change. Like,
so this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Joe Pisapia.
And welcome back. It is Fantasy Sports Today. I'll be back on the show tomorrow as Jamie Eisenberg will join me and we'll recap the Thursday night game and look at the weekend. And so as we bid adieu to Joe Pisapia, who you can catch this weekend over at the FanDuel Sportsbook and on Zumo TV over in SportsGrid. This could be our last full baseball discussion for a while. So we thought we would end the show with Joe's take on the Washington Nationals with a little exit velocity.
I feel the need for speed.
Ow! Exit velocity.
Nice velocity.
I see so many memes. Oh, thank you, Bryce Harper. Boy, how's Bryce Harper feeling now that the Nationals won? Oh, ha ha ha. Joke's on you, Bryce Harper. No, it's not. He has a contract worth $330 million. Bryce Harper, knowing the kind of guy he is, he's probably happy for a lot of his friends. They got a World Series ring. And yeah, he's a competitor. And yeah, he's probably pissed off that he wasn't there celebrating with them and part of that team. But Bryce Harper's life is fine. Don't worry about Bryce Harper. He's got a hot wife. He's got millions and millions of dollars in the bank. He gets to play a children's game for a living. And the rest of us all just bask in his glory. Yeah, he's good looking. He's rich. He's got it all. He doesn't have a ring yet. But sometimes in life, that can be a little overrated. Don't worry. Bryce Harper is going to go to bed tonight on a bed of money. And everything will be just fine when he wakes up tomorrow. So you can laugh it up and blame this person and mock him all you want. But at the end of the day, Bryce Harper's life is just fine.
Pretty good for Harper, no doubt about that. And just had his first baby a couple of months ago as well. All right, that'll do it for the show. Thanks again to John Lobb for coming on the program. Appreciate his participation as always on Thursdays. Thanks again to Sean Guastamacchia for producing this show today. Again, I'll be back with you guys tomorrow for the Friday edition of Fantasy Sports Today. For my co-host Joe Pizzapia, I am Craig Mish. Full-time fantasy is next. Talk to you tomorrow at noon. Have a great Halloween night, everybody. See ya.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.